Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Doug McIntyre in for John Cobell. John will be back tomorrow, so fear not. Election Day, Super Tuesday. And there's all kinds of stuff we're going to get into. Conway at 4 o'clock. So hang in there with us. And by the way, we've got lots of things to get into, including that story out of Beverly Hills, that middle school in Beverly Hills that has an AI nude scandal where students were making AI images nudes of their classmates and sending them around. And this opens up a whole world of hurt and all kinds of new challenges for law enforcement, for parents, and for kids trying to negotiate, and for society in general. This new tool that has tremendous potential for good, but also, sadly, it can go the other way as well. So we'll get into that in just a bit. We'll also talk about all of the ballot measures and stuff that are up for grabs on Super Tuesday here locally. The Supreme Court made a major decision rejecting the bid for Colorado to ban Donald Trump from the ballot in that state. That would also apply to Illinois and Maine, the other two that have tried to do that because of the 14th Amendment and insurrection, et cetera. I think that's the right decision. This has not been adjudicated, that Donald Trump has not been found guilty of it. That's what the Jack Smith trial is about. Now, personally, I believe that he's responsible for what happened on January 6th, but the courts haven't ruled that way. There hasn't been a trial. You can't punish somebody and kick them off the ballot for that. Anyway, the courts have made the ruling, and that will go forward. So we'll get into all that in a bit. Tomorrow, Election Day in the city of Los Angeles, in the county of Los Angeles, one of the most important races we've ever had, I think, which is the battle for a district attorney. As you know, George Gascon here at KFI and other places, we haven't been shy about criticizing the incumbent. And now it's time for the voters to either put up or shut up on it. Joining us right now is a gentleman who knows that office very well, because he held it for many years very successfully. He has endorsed Nathan Hochman, and he'll talk about that, but talk about the job of DA and what is on the line here. It's a pleasure to welcome to KFI Steve Cooley. Good morning. Good afternoon, Mr. Cooley. How are you?
Good, Doug. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks so much for being with us. It's been a long time since I've had a chance to chat with you, so thanks for making time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So, first of all, let's start with you've publicly endorsed Nathan Hochman. Talk to us about Mr. Hochman and why you support him over the other 11 candidates.
I was supportive of Nathan Hochman from the very beginning, even prior to his announcement. I strongly encouraged him to run for DA because I knew that he had the character and the principles and, quite frankly, the ability to win against George Gascon, as he has proven. He's been a very good fundraiser. He's run a good campaign, and I think that he will emerge as the other nominee other than George Gascon, and then he'll be elected DA of Los Angeles County. He is eminently well-qualified, and I know he'll put a good team together, which is what that office needs to get back on its feet.
Steve, because of your resume, I mean, you know how the DA's office works intimately and how it doesn't work, by the way. In some ways, that's almost as important a lesson is to know what doesn't work. Can you talk to us about what the challenges are for this particular job? Because, you know, sometimes we're so close to the forest, we're not seeing the trees. More than 10 million people in L.A. County. This is an enormous job. This is an enormous responsibility. And I think that many, many, many millions of people just get a visceral sense that we've kind of gone off the rails here.
Well, we're totally off the rails with George Gascon. His failing is he doesn't follow the law, period. And he surrounded himself with incredibly lousy, rotten, no good, misguided individuals at the highest levels in that office, people that shouldn't be there. And that gives you a clue of how to run the office. You, one, you're principled, you follow the law, you do your best to ascertain the true facts, and then you execute even-handed, accurate justice. That's not being done now with George Gascon. One of the very important things about being a successful district attorney, an elected district attorney, is to have good people around you. I'm talking about at the executive level and the middle management level. You need to have good people. And there's plenty of good people in the office who have been shunned and shunted and retaliated against and disciplined unnecessarily. The morale is in the toilet. And I think that it can be fixed very easily. Just get rid of George Gascon, who, quite frankly, I consider to be the worst district attorney in L.A. County's 175-year history, and probably the most dangerous man in Los Angeles County right now because of all the harm he's created with his policies.
Now, you know, in San Francisco, they actually rejected and recalled their version of George Gascon. Of course, he left his footprints all over that city, his fingerprints all over that city as well. Los Angeles, you know, we've seen both the state, as you know, when Kamala Harris won the attorney general's seat in a very, very close election, and when Jackie Lacey was defeated, we've seen the voters of California and Los Angeles go the other way in the aftermath of things like the George Floyd case, et cetera, et cetera. Bend over backwards to be accommodating to quote-unquote reforms. But meanwhile, the quality of life issues that we've experienced, you know, they can quote whatever stats they want. Our eyes are not lying to what we're seeing.
Yeah, who's going to believe what you see or someone else's version that they're trying to tell you, which you know does not exist? George Gascon ordered his deputy DAs that they could not prosecute a whole array of misdemeanors. They had to reject them, even though they were valid arrests by law enforcement. The elements were there. He said, you shall not file these misdemeanors. Those misdemeanors that he ordered to not be filed, trespass, prostitution, civil possession of drugs, resisting arrest, on and on. Those all go to two things, keeping the peace and quality of life. And both of those have gone down under George Gascon because of his misguided policies of basically saying, don't enforce those laws. So I think that across the whole spectrum, the misdemeanors and quality of life, all the way up to properly sentencing the very most violent individuals who commit crimes, he's failed. He has gone a direction where he basically is against incarceration. He's ordered his deputy DAs that they cannot argue for prisoner jail time if the offense is one where a person could get probation. That's not rational. That doesn't help the judges mete out an appropriate sentence. Virtually every policy he has goes against, public safety and, quite frankly, common sense.
Yeah, and it's also this, to me, it's this misguided sense of humanitarian, I don't even know what the word for it is, but when you're not taking people off the street who are clearly a threat to themselves and others, and you talk to business owners who have had so many fires set in the doorways of their businesses that they can't get fire insurance anymore. I mean, these are canaries in the coal mine of a society that's in free fall. It's not sustainable.
That you're totally correct. And the most recent example is Gascon has ordered his deputies to not file serious misdemeanors involving these street takeovers and street racing. What is that? That just puts people at risk. There's no record of these, quite frankly, very dangerous individuals who are engaging in these very dangerous activities. But he wants there to be no filing. Just send him off to some kind of a hearing officer. No record of a conviction and no punishment, effectively. So that's just one of many instances where his policies are endangering the public. And you say, well, there's some sense of humanitarianism. Tell that to the mothers of those two El Monte police officers who were killed by an ex-con who was beating up his girlfriend. He had a gun, but he should have been in prison. But George Gascon said, do not file priors. Do not file strike priors. And this individual got 20 days time served instead of getting 2 years in state prison. Those officers would not be dead but for George Gascon and his policies. It's that simple.
Well, tomorrow is a big day. I think it's the most important race in some ways on the ballot. So we'll see what the voters do. Steve, thank you so much for coming on. Steve Cooley, former district attorney, Los Angeles County. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to get into all the other things on the ballot tomorrow here locally. Prop 1, HLA, the Senate race, Super Tuesday, all that good stuff. Conway at 4, McIntyre in for John Cobalt.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Sorry, I'm late coming back. I heard that test of the emergency broadcasting system and I was halfway down the elevator to my car. I was just getting out. And then I realized it was a test, so I had to come back. Anyway, it's McIntyre in for John Cobalt. John will be back tomorrow, Election Day, Conway at 4 o'clock. And there's a chase going on. It's not a particularly high-speed chase because it's on surface streets right now on First Street, South Main, in downtown L.A., just kind of wandering around. At one point, this character in this white pickup truck, small white pickup truck, he's up on a sidewalk now, LAPD, of course, in pursuit. He was on the 10 freeway going the wrong way. I don't know that if Conway is in that trip. No, he's not. But I'm sure that Timmy will be following this intimately as he is. He's driving across the sidewalk now in downtown LA. They may try a pit maneuver right now, unsuccessfully. So now the truck is now headed on South Los Angeles Street and First Street in downtown. And we will keep an eye on that. It's obviously dangerous because he's on these surface streets with his pedestrians and a lot of traffic. So I will remain on that. This is Super Tuesday Eve. Tomorrow at this time, people all across America will still be voting. And then the headline will be Donald Trump and Joe Biden are almost the nominees, which we could be saying today without voting. But the bottom line is that we'll leave the national stuff alone. The big national story, of course, is the Supreme Court ruling that Donald Trump will be on the ballot in Colorado, Illinois, and Maine, that the states don't have the right to bounce him based on the insurrection portion of the 14th Amendment. I think that's the right call. Now, had there been a trial, had Jack Smith in Washington and the January 6th trial come in with a guilty verdict, now we're talking something else. But that trial hasn't taken place yet, so you can't give a political death penalty based up they're jumping out of the truck right now and taking foot bail. Running across over a fence up some stairs. Now he's got his hands up and out of camera range, but looks like this is coming to an end. And that's at Wall Street at San Julian Street in downtown Los Angeles. Okay, so fortunately nobody got hurt, which is the good news. LAPD have the guy. He's shackled and will now be spending tonight, courtesy of the taxpayers of Los Angeles, unless George Gascon wins, in which case, of course, I'll be back on the road tomorrow. Okay. So anyway, we'll leave the national stuff aside. We got a lot of big things on the ballot. We just talked with Steve Cooley about the hugely important DA's race. We also have the Senate race, which features, of course, as you know, three prominent Democrats with Adam Schiff and Katie Porter and Barbara Lee, all members of Congress. It looks like it'd be Adam Schiff versus Republican Steve Garvey, number six from your Los Angeles Dodgers. Play for the Padres briefly as well. And this was clearly a strategy for Adam Schiff, was to beat up Katie Porter and really basically support Steve Garvey, because he can do the math and look at all those registered Democrats who voted for Hillary Clinton by the millions in 2016 and Joe Biden in 2020 and figured, give me a piece of a Republican and then we'll just hang Donald Trump around his neck and that'll be the Senate seat for us. And frankly, it's a smart strategy. If you're interested in winning, that's the way to go. I actually think there will be a net benefit if it turns out to play out that way. Whether it's Katie Porter or Adam Schiff or Barbara Lee is really irrelevant. The bottom line is that, you know, the way politicians follow their party leaders and just vote the party line on things, history won't change much whether it's Adam Schiff or Katie Porter. It actually would change more with Barbara Lee, who tends to be more of a lone wolf and follow her own path than the other two. But at least if you have Steve Garvey in the race for November, between now and November, then at least there's a chance you'll have alternate points of view represented. Because if you have Adam Schiff and Katie Porter running against each other, what are they going to say? Bluer, bluer? I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, it's got to be what it would be like. This crazy idea that we have of the top two runoff elections means that we have no real exchange of ideas. We just have exchange of personalities. And you got Katie's whiteboard against, you know, Adam Schiff's, you know, Trump hearings. And who's the tougher anti-Trump candidate? And that's what the whole election will be. Whereas at least there might be some ideological differences expressed if you have Steve Garvey. Now, he has no chance of winning. I just can't. It would be the biggest upset in history if he managed somehow in the bluest of blue states to pull off a Senate seat that was once occupied by Dianne Feinstein for 100 years. It's just hard to imagine that happening. So we can almost really kind of skip that one and just say, well, it'll be interesting if Steve Garvey makes the runoff. He might even, by the way, win. If you look at it, I mean, everybody who's not a Democrat has got Steve Garvey to vote for, one person, as opposed to all the people who are running, you know, in the Democratic ticket, just, you know, picking off support, which means Steve Garvey could end up becoming the top vote getter, but that won't be the case in November. Then you've got these important ballot measures, Prop 1 and specifically HLA, which is another road diet kind of, you know, bike rider initiative that will take more lanes away from cars and make it even harder to drive in a city that's already really, really hard to drive in, under the guise that this will somehow make it safer. And every place where they have done this, they have yet to demonstrate that it makes the road safer. In fact, the fire department says it'll make it more dangerous. It makes it harder for the fire engines to get through and drives more traffic, by the way, with GPS and Waze through neighborhoods and making people's morning commutes go through residential neighborhoods. And then there's Prop 1, which purports to address some critical needs in mental health and drug and alcohol rehabilitation, but it's got, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars more spent on quote-unquote affordable housing. And I don't see how you could ever build cheap housing when the land is expensive.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
McIntyre in for John Cobalt. John will be back tomorrow. Conway coming up at 4 o'clock. Mo Kelly coming up at 7 o'clock. That's kind of what we do here, right? Tomorrow is Election Day, so go on out there and vote as many times as you want. This is modern America. Just have fun. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a bunch of stuff to get into here in the time remaining. And I want to remind you again that I authored a book called Frank's Shadow, which I'm very proud of, and it's available at Amazon.com. If you are so inclined, please grab a copy or buy in bulk. Buy a whole bunch of copies. I got bills to pay. You can get them at Amazon.com and find bookstores everywhere. So Frank's Shadow, please, I would be much obliged. This story certainly made a lot of news because it's deeply disturbing. This middle school in Beverly Hills, it's called Beverly Vista Middle School. Some students had seen these porno Taylor Swift videos that were made through AI. It's not Taylor Swift. They put her face on someone else's body doing all kinds of freaky things. And they said, oh, we could do that with our classmates. And they started doing it and sharing it. It's very traumatic for the kids who are victims of this, and there are genuine victims. What's not clear is whether or not there's any law against it because it's an AI tool. But clearly, there's a victim. Where this whole AI thing becomes hugely problematic is when you get into things like kiddie porn where the entire image is generated digitally. In other words, there's no actual photography of a child, and they've been doing this for a while. These pervs have been doing this where they make kiddie porn using just basically their ability to manipulate images so that there's no actual victim in the sense that there's no child that has with a name and a social security number that's been exploited. It's a synthesis of a whole bunch of pictures. So you can't point to a specific victim. And these are just one of the countless new problems that have arisen in the digital age. You know, there's an old thing. When we rode horses, horse thieves were a big problem. You don't hear a lot about horse thieves anymore. Every once in a while, somebody pinches a pony and you got to deal with it, right? But for the most part, we don't have a lot of horse thieves running around anymore. But we've got all these new technologies and we've got to chase the perpetrators of these new kinds of crimes. And oftentimes it means we got to pass a whole bunch of laws to deal with these things that no one could have even conceived of. And this is certainly a textbook example of it. You know, something else that I saw these stories that are worth noting. The CDC says that we're still averaging 500 alcohol-related deaths a day in this country. So people are still boozing up and drinking themselves to death or causing alcohol-related accidents. But the caboose on this is the fentanyl deaths and how unbelievably dangerous this stuff is. And I don't know why we don't spend more time talking about this. Roughly 62,000 pounds of fentanyl were smuggled into California and confiscated by authorities in 2023. Now, that is enough fentanyl to kill the entire population of Earth twice. Let me repeat that so that that can soak in. You know, we spend a lot of time worrying about, you know, nukes, worrying about nuclear weapons falling into the wrong hands, or Putin shaking the nuclear saber, rattling that at us, which he's doing a lot, by the way. And then you got Pajama Boy in North Korea, and then you got, you know, China. You've got all these problems. You got the Iranian government, whether or not the Ayatollah gets nuclear weapons. Legitimate concerns, something to definitely consider. But we have quietly going on just in California 62,000 pounds of fentanyl that was confiscated last year alone, enough to wipe out the Earth's population twice. And we just, you know, whatever. It's just something we're dealing with. In 2021, California authorities seized more than 5,300 pounds of fentanyl with a street value of $64 million. In 2022, they grabbed 28,000 pounds with a street value of $230 million. In 2023, 62,000 pounds worth roughly $670 million. And there's the problem. It's so much money. So easy to do. It's coming in from China. It's coming in from Mexico. It's probably coming across Canada. And for all we know, it's coming in from every international airport in the country. You know, we got international airports everywhere. Nashville, Tennessee is an international airport. You can fly from London to Nashville, Tennessee, and then vanish into America. So this is a huge problem. And again, this is just what law enforcement in California interdicted last year with the help of the National Guard. And I'd like to point out, by the way, that this is just what we caught. Can you imagine how much we didn't catch? I remember a couple of years ago, a guy in Colorado was pulled over. 25-year-old kid was pulled over on a traffic stop by highway patrol officers in Colorado. And in his car, they found, I forget what the weight was, but it was, again, it was enough fentanyl in pure, unadulterated form. This was pure fentanyl, not cut with anything. It was enough fentanyl to wipe out the Earth's population twice. And they flipped him. And they wanted him to work for law enforcement. He was going to go to Indianapolis, which is where he was supposed to do the drug drop. And they were going to follow him and then get the big fish, right? They lost track of him. So he vanished, and so did the fentanyl, because he was going to deliver the drugs and then they were going to swoop in and get the big guys, but they lost him. That's a separate story. The bottom line is that how many times a day is this happening? And we, while we rightly talk about the, you know, climate change, or, you know, we talk about nuclear weapons, all these things that could be apocalyptic. Meanwhile, we've got this going on a daily basis. It's culling the population, and the loss of young lives and lives destroyed by this stuff is just, you can't put, there's no words. And meanwhile, good old booze bringing up the rear at 500 deaths a day, according to the CDC. By the way, surged nearly 30% in recent years, largely because I guess some people, you know, took up making sourdough bread or houseplants or learning a second language during COVID. And other people said, I'm taking up Jack Daniels. That's what I'm going to put my downtime into booze.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
John will be back tomorrow. Fret not on election day. They wouldn't dare trust this valuable microphone to me. Put it in the hands of the man who deserves to have it. So we'll have all that stuff for you here at KFI tomorrow. Conway coming up in just a few minutes. He may stop in and say hello. And of course, Mo Kelly at 7 o'clock. So we got all that good stuff. If you are curious, you can find all you need to know too much about me at DougMcIntyre.com. So go check that out. This story caught my attention. Do you have an old person's name? There are old people's names. Apparently, somebody named Amber caused shock by posting on TikTok that she thinks Ashley, Amber, and Amanda are going to be the new Margaret and Barbara. Now, I don't necessarily see Margaret and Barbara as old person's names. An old person's name is like
Ida.
Gladys. Ida's a good one. Gladys, have you met any? Myrtle. Has anybody? Is there anybody under 114 whose name is Myrtle? I don't know any 22-year-old Myrtles. And the name that I, even as a kid, there was a kid who was, when I was like 12, there was a kid who was five. And I used to walk home from school and his name was Murray. And every time I'd hear his mother saying, Murray, I expected to see a short, fat guy with a tape measure around his neck and a bar of soap marking your inseam and your cuffs. Murray is a great name for a tailor. It's a terrible name for a five-year-old. But apparently, the young people today, these young people, I guess it's a perspective. Who's going to tell them that Charlotte and Penelope are old people's names? By the way, my wife's name is Penelope. Wait till she hears this. Penny's not an old, is it? Charlotte's an old person's name? Olive, Eleanor? They say they're granny's names, these kids today. They've ruined everything, including names now, apparently. All right, Commie, I'm going to read you a headline.
All right, I'll respond.
I want you to just, the first thing that comes to mind when you hear this headline.
Gambling.
No? Good guess, though. Okay. 70-year-old has eaten over 34,000 Big Macs in his lifetime.
Wow. First thing is, I probably know him.
The first thing when I saw the story was, what radio station does he work
for? Yeah, I've met this guy.
Had to have crossed paths with this guy.
Right, this is not a stranger.
No.
This guy.
Apparently, Don Gorski, 70 years old.
Wow.
He extended his Guinness World Record title for the most Big Macs eaten in a lifetime after eating 728 additional Big Macs through 2023. He now stands at 34,128. Wait a second. Didn't Caitlin Clark just break this? No, that's a basketball
player. Yeah, that's another record.
How do they verify 34,000? 34,000 Big Macs? How do they verify that?
Oh, by the way, look, it said he also had fries. God almighty. He's hungry as hell.
Well, that shows he's a real winner. He wasn't a quitter. He went for the fries, too.
All right, we have Steve Garvey's coming on with us.
Is he?
Yes, he's going to be in. I know you're a big baseball fan.
Yeah.
Big Mets fan.
Yes.
Yeah. And so he is going to come in and tell you how horrible the Mets are.
Trust me, I'm a Mets fan. I know.
You know, the Mets were supposed to have a good year last year and the year before.
They're supposed to have a good year every year I've been alive.
I love when the Edwin Diaz song would play. Bom, 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 bom.
Here's the greatest. I'm going to try to get this right. They got Josh Hader. They signed from the Yankees. He played for the Cardinals. He was at the Yankees. Now he's at the Mets.
Right.
And this is what he said at the opening of spring training. He said, the best part of being on the Mets is that I can grow a beard. The fans are slightly less obnoxious, and I get to go home early in October. And he's on the team.
You remember Reggie Jackson. He was supposed to be traded from the Yankees, and he could pick any team he wanted.
Right.
And they said, who do you want to be traded to? And he said, Cleveland. And he said, what? Cleveland? Why Cleveland? So I'd never have to make another road trip there.
Exactly.
That's a great line.
It's
a great line.
Yeah. You gotta like people who know exactly.
But, you know, when you play that song for Edwin Diaz, unless he's throwing BBs, you know, he throws a pancake that goes over the center field fence, and that's a big joke.
And that's the end of the song. Right. Well, we had that the first year he was on the team.
Right.
He was like, oh, my God, I was on the phone automatically to get somebody else up.
That's right. Exactly.
The fans got whiplash going like this, watching the ball leave the ballpark.
We're covering that. Again, Steve Garvey is coming in. And then we have a driver's been rescued from a truck. And we'll have more on the update on that truck dangling off the Louisville Bridge.
Yeah, that was a doozy, wasn't it?
That was a big story. You know, the news light is when that's on all the local newscasts.
I did this story. I don't know if you heard it. At 11 o'clock last night, a Tesla went off the 134 overpass. It went off the overpass on Riverside and landed and burst into flames, hitting the 134. Two 60-year-old guys in the car.
Oh, wow.
And what I found weird about it was both the headline of the story and the news copy says a Tesla. It's like they would say a Toyota Celica goes off.
But
you people love celebrating the death of a Tesla.
It's always been that way. Anytime there's a car fire, they never mention the type of car unless it's a Tesla. Whenever there's a problem with the auto drive, it never mentioned unless it's a Tesla.
Right.
Yeah.
There's just something about we enjoy watching those cars in trouble.
I mean, 60 Minutes. I don't know if you're a big fan of 60 Minutes. I tape it every week.
I watch about 15 minutes.
They did a piece last night on how Tesla and Elon Musk, they're not getting to the Mars on time or the moon on time. They're S-ing all over this guy. He's going to Mars. He's one of, a few guys in the world that could ever do that. And they're still crapping on him.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Hey.
haven't done anything.
I get it.
I know.
Anyway, so we'll talk about that. Also, I got mixed up with a crash last night on 134.
Did you?
Yeah. I was coming back from my CarMax. It was a big story. Big, long deal. I was out getting my daughter her first car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was a 6.5-hour deal.
Don't get her a Tesla.
But here's why I went, and here's why I didn't mind how long it was. Because the moment you get your son or a daughter a car of their own, your relationship gets diminished by about 90%.
Yeah.
You don't spend time with them anymore.
No more.
They're gone.
You're not even the taxi anymore.
So I'm going to spend my last day with her at a CarMax dealership in Duarte.
Did you have to put coins in and it came down in the elevator?
That's right.
Okay, now what's the name of the show coming up?
We've been toying with a few. Ding Dong, the Ding Dong Show.
Okay.
Primo.
That's good.
Primo.
I've heard Before the Coast, so why not Before Mo?
That's exactly right. Are you in tomorrow?
No.
Is John sick or on vacation?
No, he couldn't stand the idea of being in on a Monday. No, he's just tending to important John business. He'll be back tomorrow.
What is he doing?
I have no idea.
Have they told you can't talk about it?
No, he didn't clear it with me.
Okay. All right. We'll find out. We'll talk about it.
All right. Tim Conway coming
up. Doug McIntyre with that book, that Frank Shadow, right?
And look at that. We got Crozier's in the newsroom. Eric, thanks. Ray Lopez, Ding Dong.
Frank Shadow.
Bye.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.